This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun. This is where the fun. This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Toy Anxiety. Welcome to the show. No costumes this week.
Really? Because I always feel like I'm wearing a mask.
We all wear masks.
Thank you.
Happy metaphorically speaking. Society. We're quoting The Mask. Ben Stein. Hey, I've been trying to win Ben Stein's money.
I was thinking Batman Returns, but okay. Yeah, sure. Okay. There you go.
All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm going to kill the music. We have too much going on. There's too much excitement in the world. And I can tell. I'm going to let everybody in on a little secret. I was just talking to my three co-hosts before the show started. I can tell. I know what kind of episode tonight's going to be. Everyone's a little bit. Everyone's a little feisty. I just know. Ryan, I could tell. I could. Jake's over already. Ryan has been saving up the craziest things to say for 3 weeks. Nah. Abby spilled coffee.
I did. I christened the
mom
show.
Mom and dad are fighting.
Yeah, dad, mom and dad were fighting.
Craig's being a shitty podcast dad.
Yeah.
He disappeared.
Shitty
he left
podcast
us.
Dad.
Oh. Plus, Abby's abs are tight tonight.
Yes,
you guys
yes.
can't see them, but they're listen. Tight tonight.
The shitty podcast dad is like, I'm going to go out and buy some new headphones, and he never returns.
We just have to host the rest of our lives.
Oh, shit. Well, we hope everybody's having a wonderful start to their week. Thank you for being here on a Tuesday night live at 9:30 p.m. We do this every week here on YouTube, Toy Anxiety. And we'll say hi to the chat in just a couple of minutes. Let's go ahead and welcome back our co-host. He was all the way out on another part of Canada for weeks on end. I thought he was dead at one point. I was like, I haven't heard from the guy. He's going to a Halloween party every night of the week for a month.
I kind of forgot what it's like to have an actual life. Right. Like where my friends are and we go out and do stuff. And I was like, oh, I don't actually need the internet or anything. I could just like go and be social and have fun. So I did. And it was great. It was absolutely great. And I didn't see you guys the week before because you guys all decided to do, I don't know, whatever. And then I did bootleg instead.
We went to Florida.
Yeah.
We went to Orlando.
We had a vacation. You know about that.
You know about that.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ryan, welcome back. Thank you for being here. Can't
you
wait
should
to
do
catch
something
up
else with next year.
No.
No, we're doing.
We're going to California.
Yeah, we're going to do California Horror Nights next year.
Oh, okay.
Oh, see, that's better because I'm closer to that.
Ooh. Do a little event.
Yeah, you can come and we can do a big party.
Toy Anxiety Horror Nights house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Horror.
Coffee
horror.
Spilled. You'll see the chair.
It's going to be great.
Oh, the Toy Anxiety maze would be amazing.
It would be something.
You go through
it
the
would be
line
like cats
for a little while.
Cats shooting across and then like ring lights falling and you're trying to dodge them. Like, ah!
You're stuck in a domestic between Craig and I.
You're stuck in
wait, so it's like, just a Craig and Abby maze?
It's just our house.
No.
That's all exclusive.
No, it's all the turd house.
See a couple possums. There'd
be other stuff. Jake, your bookshelf.
There'd be Jaws.
Would be there. There'd be
Jaws.
A peaceful
wet
room.
Books.
There'd be some wet books.
Wet books.
Terrifying, terrifying.
Well, listen, Ryan, welcome
these
back.
These toys aren't available in Canada. No!
It's always like the little repeated phrases over and over, like, yeah. Whoosh, whoosh, my pile of loot shipped. Whoosh, whoosh.
These pre-orders came early.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit.
The shipping is how much? Oh, my God. Right.
Matt Bush would jump out with a package.
Like, box
dude,
of
yes.
Stuff.
Yes.
Dude,
Matt Bush scares him. That's so, cool.
Some fan jumps out and goes, do I have to pay more if it hits the tiers?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hey, speaking of Matt Bush, he sent another package. I have a new name. For anybody who's on the receiving end of these wonderful Matt Bush packages, you know what you are? You're a Matty Bush collector. I coined that earlier.
Matty Bush
That's
collector.
Good.
I like you're a Matty Bush collector.
Collector.
That's
okay.
It. Well, it's
okay.
Like Matty collector.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Also, we could just thank him and not give him a nickname.
Yeah, okay. We could totally just say thank just you thank so much him. For being awesome.
Jacob Walsh, how are you?
Thank you for your generosity, Matt Bush.
I'm good. Do you guys hear me okay?
Yeah. Good.
Can you hear us?
Okay. It just sounds weird.
Yeah, you look really good too.
In my headphones, it sounds very weird, and I don't know why.
Huh. No, it sounds normal.
So let's just take, 5 to 10.
And fix
and we're
it.
we're gonna workshop this together.
Okay, let me go. No. Let me get cool. my list
let's
of
take
phrases.
10 minutes of silence.
Yeah. It's just 10 minutes of this.
Y'all, we're gonna do a sound test, okay?
That's one of the houses. That's a scare zone.
Yeah. There's an entire room where Jake's
headphones
internet goes
not
out.
Working.
Yeah.
To go to that motel.
Jesus Christ. Abigail, how are you?
I'm great. I'm having an awesome night. I'm so excited for tomorrow. And it's Ghostbusters season, folks. So I'm excited. Yeah.
It is.
It comes once every three years.
And you have to enjoy it because it is like Christmas Eve. That's how I feel tonight. I might not sleep.
So let me speak to that real quick. Mm-hmm. So let's get it out of the way. The brand new trailer for the Ghostbusters Afterlife sequel that we'll learn the name of it tomorrow. It drops tomorrow sometime, probably 11. The last 2 days, it's been 11 a.m. Eastern for the teases. So it's either going to be 9, 11, or 12 Eastern is my guess. Or tomorrow night.
Wrong. I think it's midnight tonight, so everyone needs to stay up. Midnight.
It's not going to be midnight tonight?
PST. That's not going to happen,
like,
but it would
be
awesome.
Like old man
That's
no time.
Like fun fan fiction stuff. Yeah, I'd be happy if that happened.
So some point tomorrow.
So everyone stay up. We're going to see the Great Pumpkin trailer. It's going to be great.
Listen, trailer tomorrow, and then tune into YHS, our other channel, the YHS Prime. Yes, which is, we got a contest going over there. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. I'm sorry?
It's toy related.
It is toy related, and I think it's a pretty damn good contest. We will have Ghostbusters Radio live with our first Jacob, myself, and Abigail breakdown of the new trailer. This is what we live for. If it makes life, all the bullshit that happens in between these movies that we love is worth it, probably, because tomorrow is trailer day, and that's an exciting day. We're going to get a bagel.
Yeah.
Maybe some cream cheese.
Craig went grocery shopping.
Oh. I did. I didn't buy
you.
We
were like prepping
things.
For trailer day.
Prepping for trailer day.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So it's going to be
a
great.
Nap. I'm excited.
I'm just going to do Gotham City tonight, tomorrow. That's
you should.
Too.
That's what you totally should. Actually, it'll be good because I think
about Ghostbusters at all.
Geek Dad's gonna stream, I think, at like 6, and then we'll go on at 7, and then Gotham will be on after that. It'll be perfect. Yeah. So stay tuned for that.
It's like fucking TGI Thursdays.
Yes. And then Family Matters will come on after that.
Cool.
It'll be great. So stay tuned. We're gonna have a lot of coverage on the trailer. All the Ghostbusters news and things happening.
Well, it's good that we're getting something since we're not getting any new toys.
We are, and I need to speak to that too. No, listen. Today,
no, dude, HasLabs don't count.
I haven't even talked to you about this yet. I got a bone to pick.
Oh, listen. Yeah, good. Let's fight. I'm in a mood.
Not with you. I was on the Hasbro roundtable interview for the HasLab today.
Oh yeah, that was supposed to be me because you did Star Wars.
Can we just show that as our episode and like?
Well, listen,
yeah,
that's part of the issue.
What are we doing?
We can't post it yet because the link they sent us is not downloadable. So I was on a.
So we're here.
I was on a roundtable with AJ Quick and Geek Dad Jay and Ray Esposito and Toy Shiz and. GB News, all sorts of people that we
all know. Of the Ghostbusters royalty.
Yes, all the Ghostbusters royalties can be sent to us. And the first thing they did was say, "There's more toys coming. You're not allowed to ask about them." It's the first thing they said.
But are they as good as Alex Brewer's renders?
Listen,
probably
I actually
not.
I didn't.
Nothing
I didn't,
is.
Listen, I didn't bring that up, but at one point somebody asked the group what their favorite episode of Real Ghostbusters was, and they all started talking about the Boogeyman, and I just totally chimed in and said, just want to let you guys know there's never been a Boogeyman figure. It's been 40 years of that damn cartoon. Can we and they all kind of laughed, and then it almost felt like I was like, wait, are you guys going to make a Boogeyman
figure? They laughed and then did they pause? Greg off the screen.
Like, yeah. By the way, how about a Carson Tava figure? Can we get that?
Yeah. Yes. While we're here, no, the Hasbro team's awesome. Emily and Kevin and those. BC DeLorean is here. David Cabal is here. Davey Sockrock, Ray Death Ray, Toy Art, Brock Parker on the air. Gady's Toys, Ray Alonzo, Dora Lax, and Flash is here. David Cabal, I think I said his name already. That's okay. Davey Sockrocker, Stanley Eberhard, Stephen Lawrence, Modos 23, Nolan, Country Boy 9. There's so many great people here. Peak Obi-Wan is here. JD Raymer, who I heard a rumor was hanging out at a liquor store today picking up signed bottles of Crystal Head vodka.
Saw that.
It's a little rumor that I heard.
Oh, who was signing him?
It's just the people that work at the store.
Just
Pete Mosen.
Pete Mosen was there? Them. Oh, that's cool. 100%.
Jason Kreiser is here. Brianna Lawrence, Thanos Copter, Cone Killer Confusor, Lawrence Dwayne, Manic Mike. That kind of sounds like our sponsor tonight. We're going to get to that in a second. Tony Taylor, and so on and so on. We appreciate everybody being here and tuning in.
Hey, wait one second. Jacob brought up a very important name in the Ghostbusters community, Peter Mosen.
God damn.
Emily, we're about to- I know you're listening. Listen to me right now. We need a Ghostbusters 2 San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Pete Mosen plasma series. Please.
Slimed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's called The Family That Got All Over Me. Because that's the line when his date gets slimed.
All right, I had a feeling this will be edited.
She goes, what is this stuff? It got all over me. Okay. There's nothing to edit.
You're right. No, I remember the scene at the restaurant.
Somebody put Dole on mute.
Craig, she meant that you're going to edit laughs in.
Yes. Ouch. Dude, if we could get a good Toy Anxiety with a laugh track, I'd like that. I need the reassurance.
Toy Anxiety was filmed before a live studio audience. All right, so guys, we got a lot going on tonight. We've got pickups. We're going to do the AMA. We got a ton of questions. We're not going to get to all of them.
I didn't read one single question. I said, fuck it.
No preparation. Me either. I was busy.
Fuck no.
We've got a bunch from Discord. We got a bunch from group therapy. We'll go to the Discord ones from our Patreons first. And we'll try to get through as many as we can. And then we'll do some extreme Toy Anxiety, wind down, cool down after that.
And that's what we're going to talk about the Motu Turtles, by the way. So if you want to hear us talk about Motu Turtles, we're going to do that on Extreme.
Okay.
I got some pickups there, too. Are we doing pickups at all, or are we just skipping it now?
Fuck yeah.
Dude.
God, no.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we have to do all the steps.
I wouldn't dream of it.
You have to do all the steps.
You have to do all the steps.
Meeting doesn't
count. It's, dude.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan, step 5, start apologizing to everybody.
That's step 8.
Oh, step 8.
Make amends, wait, Ryan. Come on.
Can't do it.
Say you're sorry to Pam. Say
first off, who do I have to apologize to? And what am I apologizing for? Because last I checked, I'm
is
right.
This a new, hold on. Is this a new character called
I don't,
Guy Who's... Guy in
AA. Got a problem with AA.
Yeah, guy in AA who's got a real big problem with the 8th step.
Yeah, they should not see. I'm sorry.
They should apologize to me.
They should apologize to me. They're the one filling my glass. Okay.
Hey, sobriety is a real thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Respect to sobriety.
Almost 11
Looking
years.
At you, Abby.
11
Hell
years.
Hell yeah. To all those out there.
I mean, Jake's been doing it, but that was like, you know, that's his thing. But Abby, 30, boom.
30 years. So
yeah, well. He's always been cool.
Abby's going to catch up.
Abby's going to catch up.
I will. Yeah, that's how time works.
Dude, if we
can, I'm going to beat you.
If we can,
I'm either going to die or start drinking.
Yeah, yeah. She's going to outlive you. And all of a sudden, it's just going to be like, oh, Abby lived until she was 110.
If we could just get Jake to have one sip of alcohol, then Abby could start catching up.
Yeah. All right. The episode. All right.
We're just kidding, guys. We're obviously all happy to be
We're giddy.
we're gonna be back. Mm-hmm. We're gonna get back.
Happy birthday, Jacob.
Business here.
Get back to the steps.
Back to the steps.
Oh,
happy birthday, Jacob. Okay, let's do some pickups. Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Start us off, Buster.
Shit, I'm not ready. Hang on. First things first. I need to give a shout out to a few places. CMD Store out in Montreal. Thank you. Thank you. Need to give a big shout out to Treehouse Collectibles out in East York of Toronto. I need to also give a shout out to my boy Brandon, BC DeLorean, and other movie cars. It's the first thing I'm going to show off. This is a staple in any Star Wars collecting memorabilia, toys, gadgets, gizmos, whatever you want to call it. You need it. It's the Jar Jar Binks tongue sucker.
Oh my God, you motherfucker! You God damn it. I'm so mad.
Oh no, it wasn't from it was from Steve 3, right? Hang on. Help me out. That was a very
wild night.
He
doesn't even know who gave him toys.
Well, I know Brandon got one too, and so did Paul. We all got one.
Lifelike action.
Did you guys touch tongues afterwards?
What is that?
Oh, dude. It was a mess.
Ryan, what is that? Is there a condom on his tongue? What is that?
Yeah,
the rapper.
Oh, it's the rapper. Mm-hmm, so you're being safe,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Look at that.
That might
gorgeous,
be a magnet.
Right?
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Right?
I love that, so Ryan. Good. I'm very jealous.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
BC DeLorean confirms you all got suckers from Steve.
Steve, thank you. It was every night was awesome. Like, trust me, my years of sobriety, they're back down to zero. Thanks to Toronto. Straight up. But I'm going to show off my other Star Wars pickups, and then I will pass on the popcorn it over. Also from Steve 3, I got this one. I do remember getting from Steve. So I got the Halloween droid figure from the Disney parks. This is from Adriana Munez from the Ontario Ghostbusters. She was out there. She was out partying with us too. She got me one of these when she went to the Star Wars Galaxy Cruiser thingamaboo. So I got one of these as well.
Wait, what is it? And Galactic. Hold on.
Yeah, what does that say?
Star Cruiser. The
Galactic Star Cruiser. The hotel.
Right.
It's gone.
Oh. The hotel. It's gone. It's
the Best Western.
But the droids are showing up in Hollywood Studios to pick up. So if you didn't get to go to the hotel, you can now pick up some of those exclusive stuff over at Hollywood Studios, Florida. So if you were just there and you missed out on all this exclusive merchandise from
I
the
didn't
hotel.
See any of that.
Well, looks like somebody missed out. And guess what? I wasn't even there, and I didn't miss out because I'm Ryan Dole.
I'm
Lord of the exclusives. Also, hey, guys, do you know what I'd rather be doing right now?
What?
Watching a Ghostbusters trailer?
Dreaming of Padme.
Oh, my God. We would all rather be dreaming of Padme. Let me see what you're up
with. We'd all rather. So this is the end of episode one. Look at this picture of her, too, where she's checking out the 8-year-old. She's like, oh,
God.
I'll hook up with that when I'm older.
Okay.
Hey, I have a question. So,
yeah.
Phantom Menace episode one toys that came with the comm chips.
Yeah.
You know, they had the little hole. You could wear them like a necklace if you put them all on a chain.
Yeah, you could wear them like, yeah.
Did anyone ever do that? Because I think it's kind of cool.
I think we're going to do that for the next Star Wars celebration. We're going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to wear our favorite character around our neck, like dog tags.
I'm going to wear that Jar Jar tongue around my neck.
Like dog tags.
Damn. You should make a scarf of that.
Like, you can't. Hold on.
Like, it's an accessory that the scarf goes through.
Listen, you're at Star Wars celebration and you die waiting in that long line to get into the store. And somebody comes and like takes your Padme dog tag, is like, give this to his parents.
Yes. Take it. Hang on. Couple more Star Wars things that I need to show off.
By the way, real quick, Ryan, there's a lot of people watching. I would implore you all to hit that like button because it really helps us. Hit the like button.
Hit it. Hit the like
hit
button.
The
You're
like
already
button.
Here.
We appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Hit the
Thank
like
you very
button.
Much.
Right?
All right, keep going.
It'll be a lot of fun. Another one of my favorite Star Wars things, as we all know, there's a deleted scene from A New Hope. Shape it up, you guys!
Shape it up, you guys!
It's one of my favorite figures is that Luke, but I got a companion piece to go with him.
Ooh.
So now he has someone to say, shape it up, you guys, too! I got Cammy and Fixer.
They made figures of those guys?
That's amazing.
I didn't even know. I didn't even know. And I got it. I saw it at Treehouse Collectibles, and I was like, I need this.
The family that shapes it up together?
It shapes up together. Shape it up, you guys. Now I got, like, Luke's asshole friends. Like, it's so, so awesome. Then the last couple things that I got from Treehouse Collectibles, and I've been looking for these for a long time because I need organizational help, dear Lord. Dear Lord, praise me upon this day with organizational merchandise, like carrying cases to store figures that I'm not displaying. I think this is something that needs to make a comeback. Yes.
You texted me before you went out that day. You were like, I'm on a mission to buy carrying cases today.
And I did it. So I got this one. I wish they would come out with these again, but like do like Mando ones, Ahsoka ones, do like an episode.
Hey,
I wonder if we could.
I'll carry anything.
I'm
in that.
Starting
That's
to get
cool.
a little bit of an idea for an exclusive piece of Toy Anxiety merch.
Yeah, same here, right? Yes. You can have a Jacob Walsh carrying case, but it doesn't look like this. It's a Jacob Walsh that looks like this. It's a Jacob Walsh head that you would open up and store your figures.
It's got a little It's got a little electronic thing. It opens up and it goes, "Happy birthday to me."
No, you press his nose ring.
Yeah.
And it will and say a sad it? Comment.
And no, he says something derogatory.
That's a good idea.
A little condescending tone comes out.
Yeah. That's he's like, "Well, if you were a real fan."
Yeah. I think it's awesome. Stupid and I don't like that.
It's like the Insultinator.
Ooh, I want that. I want that.
So I got another. So I already have one of these. It's full. So I was like, I'm getting another one. So now I've got storage space for 50 more figures, and I'm very, very excited.
They call that the Canadian suitcase.
I would love to go to the airport. Like you're checking your bags. You just got a Darth Vader to C-3PO.
Oh, it's okay. Is I'm it gonna carry put this under my seat.
Hey,
yeah.
Skip, put that down for Jeffrey's sketch.
Yeah, because we live right by the airport. We could probably do some filming over there. That would be really fun.
They love it when you film at the airport.
Yeah, they do.
I know.
Listen, we should do the opening of Dumb and Dumber. Instead of Mary leaving the briefcase, she leaves her Darth Vader case, and I come sliding in.
Okay, so we need a limo.
Yeah. Hey, by the way,
Jim Carrey.
Okay, Jim Carrey. Easy. Yeah.
Okay. I think we can get Jim Carrey. I don't know if we're gonna be able to get that limo though. anyways, yeah, that's all. Those are all great pickups, man. That's good.
Those are all great. I got one more. I got a couple more other things I want to show off, but I'm gonna pass it on because, yeah, there's more people.
Time is money.
Cool. Let me.
Jacob, do you have anything?
Yes.
Jacob, go for it.
Okay. I don't know if I. These first two things I bought on our Orlando trip, but I don't think I showed them. I don't know if I showed these off or not.
Okay.
If I did, let me know. But I got I got these blind. They're like,
dude, Jacob dropped something.
That was awesome. Yeah, those are.
It wasn't me.
Did I show these off?
I can't. It would have been last week. I don't think so. Did you show those off wearing the?
I don't. Remember seeing these?
Just
I
go
don't
for
think
it.
So either. They're like a blind box Daruma dolls, but they're like Godzilla. And I know those are not focusing very well. I found two of these at one of the toy stores we hit up. But then like in the car as we were leaving, I was like, oh, I want more of these. So I got online. And I found there's like another wave of them that you can buy. And I bought another wave. So I got like six of these bad boys. Oh, there's this cool. like translucent blue. I got one here Ooh. That's yellow and it's got like pom-poms in it.
Oh, I love what? That. I love
And
love,
then
love, love.
This is one of the rare ones from the new set. Mm-hmm. It's like a clear. And I just kind of want. All of these and they in the real rare one has like a body to it like it
yeah.
has like a full body.
Is that like a second face within the face?
It's a Daruma doll, so okay. it's like a traditional Japanese doll that that you can buy. They it's just like a I don't know how to explain the whole
it's
thing
okay.
but it's a Daruma doll. it is just zoom in on it. And it's a Japanese thing.
That's really
cool. if you look that up, you'll read all about it. But this is like a specific Godzilla version without calling it. It's not called like Godzilla. Right. It just is. So.
Reminiscent. Right. Cool. Love that. I've got stuff too.
Do you have anything else, Jake?
Yeah, but we can go in rounds, whatever.
Abigail, go for it.
Cool. I'll just show off my Matt Bush. I'm gonna leave. I'm sorry, Matt Bush. I didn't. Thank you, Matt Bush, for sending me this amazing Calico Critter carriage. This is the Royal Carriage set. And it's beautiful. It looks like a carousel that I used to have as a kid, the color scheme with the gold and magenta and light pink and little bunny. Oh my gosh, it's over there. I love this. This is fantastic. It made my day. I needed some cheering up this week and I got this in the mail from Matt Bush. So thank you so much, bro. You're very cool for sending us stuff that we really like and that we collect. So I'm getting this unboxed and I'm going to get the shelf up. Like I moved all the Calico Critters. Technically, Craig helped me move them out of the back room into this room, so I'm going to be putting up a big, healthy display soon.
Yeah, we're going to have to get some new shelves, some detox. I don't know. We're going to have to figure it out. Well, cool. I guess I can go.
Go.
So let me put myself there. Yeah. No. I don't know. Matt Bush sent some good stuff. He sent me this shirt, which this is, I don't have this shirt, and I'm going to be sporting this Ghostbusters tee a lot this week because we're going to be doing a lot of streams. I like one all more. No, there's going to be like 10 streams. I'm going to stream every night. I have nothing else to do but talk about Ghostbusters. I'm going to break the world record of talking about a minute and a half trailer, like 45 hours of straight coverage. I like this logo. I like the slimed variant logo. I like all the different. It was like 4 or 5 years ago they came up with. I don't know if they partnered with an artist or a graphic designer or what. But there's like the pumpkin logo. There's a
probably AI.
No, they didn't have AI 4 years ago.
that's what they want. That's what they want you to think, Craig. How do you think they faked the moon landing?
Oh, nice.
Hold on.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
What is that? Oh.
I'm back on Magic Mind.
Are you drinking slime?
It's not slime. It's Magic Mind.
Couldn't tell. There. Now we know.
Well, they used to be a sponsor of ours, and I emailed them. I was like, guys, I'm still drinking Magic Mind. You want to partner up again? I really like this stuff. Can I talk about it for a second?
Super chat, David Cabal, $1.99. What product do you put on your hair, Craig? Magic Mind.
Magic Mind. It comes Magic through.
Mind. Magic Mind is not in my hair, but I think he's complimenting me. I don't know what he wants to know. What product have you not seen? Never mind. Listen, we gotta do this. Okay. Anybody who knows me knows I drink too much Diet Coke.
Yep,
or way too much caffeinated
drink. So much. Soda.
Yeah, it's like worrying.
It is. I've had conversations. Where did you get that Diet Coke?
Listen, I don't want to. I'm looking for alternatives. I don't think caffeine's really good for me. I don't know if it's good for anybody. But we started doing partnering up with Magic Mind a couple years ago. Well, I guess it was like 6 months ago. I don't know. Within the last year.
Couple of years? What?
When was that?
It was before AI.
Shut up.
It wasn't that long ago.
And I also don't like energy drinks. I like I just wanted something more natural that specifically is for focus and reducing anxiety. Because, by the way, guys, I don't know if you know this, I'm a pretty anxious person. Do you think? Yeah. I mean, is it bad? Am I getting worse?
Anxiety is in our 100%. The name of our show.
Yeah, but we all have it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, like legit. Yeah.
What I like.
I drink coffee.
Listen, what I like about this stuff specifically is that it's all natural ingredients. It's made from mushrooms and all natural plants and agave and maca. I don't think it has agave. I think I'm butchering this
matcha.
Fucking ad read, but that's okay.
Matcha.
Did I say maca?
Craig doesn't read the labels.
Matcha.
Oh,
I can't fucking do it.
I think I think, Craig, you need to start bringing that stuff to the airport with you and drinking it before you get on your flights, because that's when you need it the most.
Dude, yes. Craig walks onto the plane, sunglasses
listen,
on.
Listen, though, I'm
if
telling
Craig
you.
Is going to be doing a 45-hour stream on Ghostbusters, he's going to need Magic Mind.
He's going to need Magic Mind.
Focus.
I know.
Ryan. Yeah.
In all
you.
Honesty, I'm looking, always looking for something to reduce my stress levels, and I'll take anything that I can get. And I like that it has all natural ingredients made with lion's mane mushrooms and turmeric curcumin.
Turmeric?
Turmeric?
Craig's.
What's the second word you just said? What was the second part?
Guys, turmeric. This is all. I'm moving on.
Let me do it next time.
Fuck this shit.
I'll do better.
This is amazing.
The point is, it's good. It's good for you.
And guess listen. What? It's good and it works.
It does work because I've been taking it now for 5 days straight, and I feel a reduction in my actual anxiety. And with the new Ghostbusters trailer coming out, I fucking need it because I've been on edge. Yeah. Listen, fuck everybody. I'm moving on. I'm going to have to return their payment. I like it.
Oh, my God.
I like it.
Just read a book, dude.
I am reading a book.
Learn not a Marvel book. Not a book about superheroes. Learn a book where you're going to
that's not a,
read
yeah,
a book where you're
going to
learn
movies.
Something.
Movies made
he's
about comic
listening
books.
To it.
Listen,
oh my God.
Here's something I actually fucking care about. Ready for this?
I got more. Yeah,
highly articulated friend of the podcast. What was that?
I'm just reading the comments.
People, this is an all timer.
There's funny comments.
This is an all timer.
Davey's funny.
Listen, Davey's you guys could Toy Anxiety 20s the discount code. We'll try it again next time.
Brick something.
It made me
that.
Want some.
You gotta read it. You gotta at least read what he says. The audio listener wants to know what you're laughing at. Well, just fucking read it.
Oh, you want me to read?
Yes.
I literally was
do
laughing
it in your
so
do it in your Jeffrey's
hold on,
voice.
Hold on. It's jumping away from me. Okay. Some side effects include illiteracy.
No, do that again, but do it in your Jeffrey's voice.
Some side effects include illiteracy.
There he is. Amazing.
Aww.
Oh shit.
Oh, we've got
to Toy Anxiety 20. Guys, go buy it.
Yeah, Toy Anxiety 20.
It really the thing is it does help me. I feel calmer.
It does
not
help,
not
yeah.
now.
Yeah, if he would be a regular Kurt right now, the way we're making fun of him.
He didn't even get
you
mad at
you know
me
this
myself.
Shit's working.
I'm just I'm so happy about a Ghostbusters trailer. Nothing can get me down. All right. Whew. Remember when Elaine stopped having sex and she
yeah,
got really dumb?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Listen, Adam, highly articulated. I don't exactly know. I mean, he's a huge fan of this line and he supports them and he works with them directly.
He's a pusher for sure.
And he was able to send us a box full of these amazing Animal Warriors of the Kingdom figures.
What?
And look how incredible these are.
I just got a regular monkey. Clearly, you're his favorite.
Well, you're
we got a box of those.
Mm-hmm.
Well, more than one.
Wait, do you see what I'm about to pull out of this? So listen,
oh my God,
we've got this first giant, amazing Primal Series General Thane figure. If you're not familiar with Animal Warriors of the Kingdom, this is one of these independent toy lines, kind of like Mythic Legions, where they've created their entire, you know, lore and backstory for all these incredible characters. And these are really highly detailed, amazing figures. Ryan, you got your hands on one, didn't you?
I did. And it's awesome. It poses awesome. They're just great. I love them.
So there's a bunch of stuff here. Then we've got Kali Conquest Armor right there.
Ooh.
That's a cool looking figure.
That's very cool.
And like, just looking at these, like I could tell I'm going to go like, we're going to have to go deep into this line. We're just going to
well, I'm definitely getting that hyena that they showed off at PowerCon.
Then we've got Pale in Adventure Armor, also from the Primal series. So, yeah, they sent a bunch.
Those are awesome.
If you want to check
great colors, great packages, great characters. Yeah.
And then two more things. Primal Series Tiberius. Look at me reading words.
Look at that.
I mean, that's a lot of syllables in Tiberius.
Hey, Tiberius, you know what? Bro. Redemption Series. This is what this is.
Mm-hmm.
That's another great fit. Look, the cats look really good.
Look at that. Look at that artwork. It's just awesome.
I'm into that. Yeah. Very cool.
Brick something says, good move. These are basically highly posable calico critters.
Yeah, that's what I'm liking about it.
And then I loved this because I'm a big fan of accessories. It's the Primal Series Wave 1 accessory pack with a bunch of...
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. That's cool.
Glow spears. Are those like glow in the dark? Or
Ecto glow.
Wow.
Spiro Toys. Thank you guys so much for sending this stuff over.
That's cool.
Really,
yeah.
Really, really amazing.
That is super cool. That.
It's really intimidating with something like this where it's like they're putting out all these figures. You don't know where to start. But once you get one of these things in hand, you're just like, fuck, here we go. I'm in. I'm in.
It's a gateway.
And I have no anxiety now because. Who's next?
I still have something.
This is the most insane episode of Toy Anxiety of all time. I just love that.
We have fun.
We have fun.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice.
It is nice. I got a fun bag from Wendy's. No, this is from Trevor Zammit, from Trevor from NECA, who we love so much. Who does sculpting and all sorts of cool stuff, is in charge of TMNT. So he sent me a bag, and it has this amazing exclusive actual like Japanese family of calico critters, Sylvanian families. And these are the seals that I saw when I was at Comic-Con, I believe. No, Toy Fair. When I was at the Toy Fair booth, which was really hard to get into. And I took a picture of this little guy, this blue seal that you here. There he is right there.
Blue seal? And then is that its name? Blue seal?
Blue seal ball.
Blue seal booth.
No, that's good. That's more our generation. Okay. So yeah, I really wanted this, and it's really cool that he like found it and sent it to me, because it's I think it's pretty rare, and I love the alternate packaging, and it's just something I really wanted. So thank you so much, Trevor.
That's a great pickup.
Trevor's the best. We love Trevor.
When we go to Japan in 2025, we're gonna have to find one of their calico critter stores. And,
so I can
bonkers.
Yeah, go in like the changing room and stay in overnight.
Yeah, we should find I bet you there's a Calico Critter Love Hotel somewhere in Tokyo.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
With a Calico Critter shaped hot tub?
That sounds fantastic.
That sounds amazing.
So this is like a little Fortnite, like the glider that you land on, which is loose and awesome.
Trevor just sent you some loose toys. I love that. That's great.
And I actually haven't figured out how to put it together, so if anyone knows or if there's a tutorial, tell me. But it's awesome, and I love Fortnite. The OG map is out, so if anyone's playing, good for you, because it's fun.
Good for you.
Yeah, and then there's some stickers, and he sent me also a bunch of little random mystery calico critters.
Ooh. Which have you opened them yet?
Yeah.
Oh!
So there's a little tiny baby bunny, and then there's like a little older sister.
Baby bunny Buster to go with your blue seal.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's some
bird landed on my pillow.
It landed on my pillow. I love Trevor, and I really love that stuff. So thank you so much.
Who else?
I do. I'll finish up here.
Okay.
All right. So I gotta thank CMD Store. Out in Montreal. I think I already gave him a shout out. But, dude, exclusive time, Reverse Flash, superpowers.
Whoa. Oh, nice.
So now I am once again superpowers complete.
You got the Whirly Bat?
I got the Whirly Bat. Hang on, I'll just scroll through them. So I did get my repaint Nightwing. I got my repaint Thomas Wayne, Batman. I got my repaint Batman. I got my recaped Robin. And my repaint Superman. And repaint Flash. It's a whole wave of repaints and recapes. But that Reverse Flash, must need it. So thank you for having those in stock. So I did the one thing I said I was not going to do, but I always do it because that's what we do here on Toy Anxiety. We say we're not going to do something, and we do it. Every time. Started a new collection. I picked up this guy.
For all of you who are not watching and are listening,
this is Flat Top from the Playmates Dick Tracy line.
Complete.
Mm-hmm.
There also was at, this was at Treehouse. I got it. Treehouse Collectibles down in Toronto, East York area. They also had the blank there. No mask. Five hundy bucks.
Damn.
But that's not all I got from that Dick Tracy line. But I don't think I'm going to put it with my Dick Tracy figures.
Oh, I know what this is. I don't at all.
I got the car.
Oh, you got the car.
Oh, shit. The car, man.
And it is in lovely condition.
That's so cool.
The cars are kind of rare. You never see the cars.
I've not seen that.
Get this. $35 Canadian. Hey.
So why are you not going to put, what collection? Are you going to put that with your like 1940s Batman collection?
I'm putting this with my Batman the Animated Series collection.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Right? So this will, I'll probably put Two-Face by it. So it looks like, you know, a getaway car kind of thing. So that's where this is going to go. But then when I saw like, oh, Flat Top is like $10, I'm like, I'll grab a complete Flat Top for $10. What the fuck?
So I'm not gonna not buy a complete Flat Top.
I cannot just, it's just sitting right there. It's a complete Flat Top.
Oh, it's so fun.
What, am I gonna let somebody else buy it?
Yeah, like what? I'm gonna leave it there for someone who actually really needs it for their collection when I can just start a new one today? No.
There's only like 12 figures in that line. You can
They're, except for the blank, they're all fairly affordable.
Yeah, they're affordable. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So but now I want to get the police car as well. But I gotta reassess my display for my Batman now because I have a lot.
Whole new thing. Yeah, that's great.
I just have so much. It's disgusting. I hate it.
Before we move on and finish up here,
acknowledge Davey.
Davey, go for it.
Yeah, Dave, your Sockrocker said, Abby, remember to drop your wish list for your birthday, which I will. I will do that.
Yeah.
I want Calico Critters.
No, put the stuff you want from me on that. So see if I can keep
it. Yeah, I want some Teddy Fresh sweatpants.
Just make sure if you get Abby anything for her birthday, you put from Craig on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how to do it. Yeah. That's great. That's perfect.
And then I did want to acknowledge this because we kind of made a joke about it earlier. David, it's called Baxter of California Clay Pomade Firm Hold Matte Finish, $17.99 on Amazon.
That is what I joke. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. I take my hair pretty seriously. So, Jake, did you have any other pickups?
I do. Yeah. I got some stuff. Sure.
So much for this AMA. 45 minutes.
Who cares?
Holy shit. We're talking about us tonight? Okay.
We got time. Hey, so this pickup is kind of a weird one for people that are maybe outside of the Sifubi world, but I think it's a fun one. So I don't know if we've ever really talked about Sifubi like in depth on here, but part of the like allure of it is that it's all kind of handmade. And they have like casting stations and people are like hand making each figure. And it's just like a tradition. It is like a Japanese tradition of how they make their toys. And that's kind of why they all look the way they look. But Max Toy Company put out a figure of a man who is a Sifubi maker.
And he's
put them out in different, you know, colorways and stuff like that. But I got Sifubi Man, and it's just like a man with a Sifubi casting thing here. he's got a little Sifubi creature in his back pocket. It's hard to focus. I don't know what's up with the camera tonight, but he's got a little Sifubi in his pocket here, and he also sells a Sifubi woman. And she's like painting, she's like airbrushing the figure. And he also sells a casting station, which is like, you know, what they actually use to cast. It's basically a playset. Those two things are sold out right now. He puts them out in different, you know, different colorways and waves. But this is the first Sifubi Man I was able to pick up. And this is like, this might seem silly, but it's kind of like a really nice, respectful way to honor you know, that way of toy making. So I got Sifubi.
I love that.
Why do I feel emotional?
That fucking rules. I know.
Because you should. It's cool. Because
there's like respect.
Hasbro will never make the Emily figure we deserve.
Right.
It's
right.
True. Well, yeah. To respect the art of it.
And where's my Hasbro Legends series? I'd get a Ryan Tang Dwight Dan Young 3-pack.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Man.
Yeah. That's great.
I got one more thing to show.
Go for it.
Cool.
Can I show it? There's a toy company that I've been following called Kaiju Toys, Toys with a Z. It's been a little, they don't have like a store set up on their Instagram. So it's like, they're also from another country. A lot of their stuff's not in English. So it's like it's hard for me to figure out how to actually buy their toys.
You're just looking at your phone, holding a credit card. Like
what do I do? Where do I put it? They made a post on their Instagram and their story saying, "We're coming to the United States. If you live in the United States and you want a toy, let us know. We'll bring it to the United States and then we'll ship it to you while we're there." And I'm like, boy, this sounds like a scam. Let me buy a bunch of toys. So yeah. I did. And they have a figure that's like their version of Godzilla. And I got the box here because I just want to show off. They have really cool artwork. And they sell this guy in the three different colors here. There's the pink. There's like a traditional gray color. And then there's a green. And I was like, hey, you just got to get all three.
Guys.
They're just so cool. They're so cute. Here's the green one. And the green one's got pink nails. I really like this style.
Jacob's really getting into Godzilla stuff.
I'm thinking about starting a collection. Here's the pink one, but this is not it. So they do the little, you know, 3.5-inch figures, but they also sell a 9-inch. So I was like, you know what? If this is the only time I'm ever going to be able to buy toys from these guys, I'll buy one of each of the small ones and I'll buy one of the bigger one. So I did pick up
one of their
bigger toys.
Damn it, that's so fucking cool.
And I love it. Yeah. It's so like cool to have this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
It also feels really like, I don't personally know anybody who's got any of these toys. And it's just because it feels a little exclusive just because they're kind of,
they're hard to get.
Harder to get a hold of. And that makes me feel good. But yeah, I love these. So
that's amazing. Great.
Yeah.
Hey, cool. Speaking of Godzilla, can we give a quick shout out to Mr. Attack?
Yeah.
Attack Peter.
Yeah, see him.
Attack's in the chat.
He sent us a super chat.
Oh, well, if you're going to, guess what? Hey, heads up, Peter. It's probably going to be more expensive to ship them than to buy them.
Yeah, he's going to send Ryan some Dick Tracy figures.
So, and if you send them to Craig, maybe I'll get it in like 6 to 8 months.
Never at all.
You know, who knows, right? Who knows?
real quick, before I want to acknowledge Chad Stewart. Yes, Ryan's packages are all in the mail. I talked to him about it with him yesterday.
Are they in the mail?
They're getting there. They're close to the mail.
They're close to the
mail. We live very close to the post office. No, like the biggest, busiest one.
It's very far.
Right. But also, I want to congratulate Attack Peter on the sellout of Mecha Godzilla.
Yeah.
Sold out.
So I want to say big congratulations on that because that's huge. Mm-hmm.
That's really huge. Yep. That's awesome. Mondo's
bought one.
Man, I love toys. I'm so happy we're doing this. And we do this every week. So
yeah, we're almost done.
It's almost over. Okay,
almost done.
Here's a couple things.
We're gonna do all of these AMAs until we're done. If we don't start toy anxiety for the first time,
we're gonna be
hours,
here until the trailer drops.
Yep. Exactly at midnight.
So this is what real quick, little housekeeping. Ryan has trolled me so many times in the last 24 hours. I don't know what's real anymore, but that's fine.
Ewok Village. That's confirmed. Yeah.
He trolled a whole convention. He wasn't even there. But Comic-Con believed.
Fuck, man. It's the greatest achievement I've ever. I could have been a preacher, man.
Good. Talk to David Cabal. He'll give you a job. You can be junior preacher.
Yeah, I could be like what he does.
Junior preacher. Junior preacher is not a title, but I love it.
Okay, listen.
Yeah.
Maybe it is. Who am I to judge?
Here we go. Right now, we've got amazing giveaway contest happening over on the YHS channel. I'm putting a link to the video right now. Not going to go into a whole lot of detail. We're giving away a HasLab PKE meter and trap. All you got to do is watch the video that I just linked in the chat. You subscribe to the channel. You fill out the form. You're entered. You got about 35 days to enter. We're giving it away. It's amazing. We're great people.
Also, us four can't enter, so don't worry about the typical toy anxiety winning their own.
It won't be like the Royal Rumble where Jake and Ryan won money from you guys.
Jake and you. Me and you run.
Yeah, I think it was you.
Yeah.
I would know.
I won. Yes. No, so we're giving away a HasLab. It's really easy to enter. And the main thing is we want you guys to subscribe to the Yes Have Some channel on YouTube, because we got amazing content coming your way. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters is our, it's not just our bread and butter. It's the whole goddamn appetizer and main dish and dessert too.
Ooh, I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm. I would like food. Food is good.
Yeah, same.
Okay. Let's get to this AMA. What we did was Jason Kreiser, I love this. Leave it to Craig to book himself as champion. Don't give me the pencil, baby. Don't be the baby. We went to the Discord, which is exclusive to the YHS Patreon. If you're not part of the Patreon, go ahead and sign up for that too. $5 a month, you get all this extra access. Get, you know, we'll send you stuff in the mail, and you get extra audio content, video content. It's incredible. Discord. We said, ask us anything. We have not read these yet. We also have a bunch of questions from group therapy. I don't know how much we're going to get to because there's a lot of questions. None of us have read these ahead of time. Let's start.
Of them. We're going to do all of them. Yeah. Let's do it.
Cut to 3 days later. Ryan's like, and next. Next. Okay.
John, hey, also, I don't know if you, I don't know if you specified about the giveaway that it, it's free, but they do have to pay the shipping, which is $299.
$299.99
Even if you win in, you know, another country,
and you're like Hal Clay and you live across,
it's only $299.
No. It will not. We will not charge you for shipping. We will be. And listen, we've set a precedent. Last year, we gave away a signed Afterlife poster, and
we should do that again.
We're good people. We keep saying that. We're really good people.
We're actually really nice, you guys.
That's how you know. That's how you know.
Just trying to enrich the community.
Davey says, can I take the cash value of the prize?
Nice.
Sure. Put you on a payment plan. Sure, I'm going to give you $29.99 for the next 8 months. All right, let's do it. All right, so first question comes from John Roop. He's asking about Mask toys, M-A-S-K. Is Mask in anybody's future? I'll start off and say, no, I don't know much about it. It was not my wheelhouse as a kid. Mad respect to the Mask community, but it's not for me.
Okay. I'm going to echo what you said. Yeah, not my thing.
Yeah, I'm also going to echo that as well. Sorry, bud.
Well, I've been thinking really hard about getting the Jim Carrey Mask figures, and that is the truth. I kind of want the movie the Mask figures, but the other Mask, I don't even know what it is.
Yeah,
it's really cool. It's actually a really cool toy line. It's just like,
it's Cars.
Is it
Boulder Hill is the main place set?
Yeah, there's a lot of playability there,
but it's not for me. Yeah.
Mask stands for Mobile Armored Strike Command.
Yep.
Out. That sounds too much like G.I. Joe to me. Nah.
All right. Wizard of Osborne. What is your personal cleaning regimen for old carded toys, VHS tapes, books, etc.? How do you initially get the funk off? Okay.
The funk? Like depression?
Well, if there's a stink, I would say get some dryer sheets and put the item in with the dryer sheets in like a plastic bag and tie it up.
That's a good way to remove smell for sure.
Or just don't buy it if it stinks. If something stinks, I'm usually just not going to buy it.
Yeah, I'm with Jacob on this.
And I'm a big fan of those like cans of like compressed air for cleaning things, just because that's easier than taking everything off a shelf and dusting like one by one. But detox help. Putting everything in the detox helps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If we're talking specifically about like price tag residue on old books and VHS and stuff, I know Gooby Gone is really effective. You can buy that at Home Depot, especially on carded figures. That stuff. Be careful. there's a certain one that is for like price tag removal. Don't go ruin your your carded figures just because I said the words Gooby God. Do a little more research. Mm-hmm.
I actually like having the old price tags on there.
Charlie.
Mm-hmm. So say if you're trying to think of a new way to clean them, try Magic Mind.
God damn it. I'm literally going to have to send the money back. Okay. Joyce 234. Joe Ace 234. What is a toy line that you were not into as a kid but now have as an adult want to collect more even though there's no nostalgia around it? Oh, this is a good question. Because this is something I go through a lot.
It is.
That you didn't collect as a kid but you're collecting now as an adult. Although you didn't have nostalgia for it.
I mean, I think that I mean, I had no ties to Masters of the Universe at all as a child. Did not watch it, did not have the toys, knew nothing about it. And I'm not a diehard collector, but I have over the last couple of years bought a lot and sold a lot of Masters of the Universe figures. And I, anytime I'm at the store looking at MOTU figures, I really like them. And Davey Sockrocker predicted my answer. So, yes.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
I think for me, it's probably just the Lord of the Rings stuff that I have. That was stuff that, you know, I didn't even know what Lord of the Rings was when I was a kid. But I think everything else I own now or have picked up is mainly stuff that I had nostalgia for one way or another.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Ryan.
No, go ahead. No, you.
I was going to say that I didn't really collect much as a kid because that wasn't really having material possessions wasn't something that was like encouraged growing up. I had like American Girl dolls and My Little Pony a little bit, but pretty much everything I collect now is just because I've discovered it in older age, like as an adult, and I'm getting into it now, buying it. So it's all kind of fresh.
I mean, dude, you're like world recognized as one of the biggest Ghostbusters fans on earth. And like, you did not get into it until you were like an adult.
Yeah. No, I didn't see it.
You've surpassed tons of people.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. You pretty much surpassed 90% of the Ghostbusters community as being a Ghostbusters fan that's recognized worldwide for being a positive influence on the Ghostbusters community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. There are people that have actual clipper valves on their proton packs that will never reach the levels of Abigail Gardner.
I thought you were going to say actual clipper valves on their person.
On their person. I probably do too. But that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying Abby is probably in the top five Ghostbusters fans of all time. She's right up there with GB Max, AJ Quick, Abigail
Gardner.
Give me
Gardner, a banner, Michael.
And then the rest.
Ryan, do you have an answer to this question?
Not really, because I feel like just because of when I was born, like if I wanted to be nostalgic about something or collect something that I wasn't nostalgic for, then I'm getting into like Megos.
Right.
Right. Right. And I'm not interested in those at all.
Sure.
Because at some point, even if I didn't collect them, such as like Dick Tracy or RoboCop or Swamp Thing, I still remember them on the, like there's a that nostalgic feeling of remember seeing them on the toy shelves. So even though, you know, yeah, that's it. So I guess not really. I was just born to, right. Yeah. Like if I wanted to get nostalgic about something, I didn't like, you know, it'd have to be like, I'm old enough. It would have to be like wind up tin toys, you know?
Right. Hey, Stanley, if you're asking,
I just typed it out.
Okay, yeah. If you have a question, we'll answer. If you guys have some questions here, if that's what you're asking, like we'll try to get to some in the chat as well. No worries.
Yeah,
if that's what you're
asking. I don't know if I think it was. Are you able to type the questions you're answering so that for their reference, for people in the chat can know what we're answering? That's what I understood it as.
Sure. Well, we want to be. Maybe there could be somebody watching who.
So I just did that.
Hearing impaired or something. I don't know. Yeah.
It's what Abby did. Yeah, I did it because I'm with it.
She did it because she's with it. And that's why she's one of the top three Ghostbusters fans in the world.
Skylar Davis, what is a line that you want to be made that has a realistic chance of actually happening?
What? Sorry, repeat that.
What is a line of toys that you wish would be made that realistically has a chance of being of coming to fruition?
I want to Beetlejuice the animated series line.
Yeah, we were just talking about
I feel that. Like that's possible.
Sure.
Yeah.
Seems like something Super 7 would do.
It does.
I don't know how possible this is, but because there's a sequel coming out, the first movie never got toys. I'm hoping you guys have even heard of this movie. A little one from China called Shaolin Soccer, which is an awesome, awesome movie. I would love to see toys of that, but I'm not sure.
Hey, Ryan, he said realistically. Like that movie's great. That movie's great. They're never making toys for Shaolin Soccer.
I got nothing then. Because it's like Big Trouble Little China. They'll never make toys of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like I got nothing.
So Toy Farce. Abby, you don't have to. I'll copy and paste the questions in. No worries there. Toy Farce was kind of a similar question. So I'll just kind of post that in there. Toy line, what's a toy line about a property that's never been done before you would like to see being made by which company?
Shaolin Soccer.
There you go.
Now you Shaolin can answer Soccer. It. Now it's allowed. Shaolin Soccer and his other movie, Kung Fu Hustle. Give me
Kung
those.
Kung Fu Hustle, one of the best movies
ever made.
Great movie.
Ever made.
So fucking good. Hey, have you seen Journey to the West or what those are called?
Absolutely. Awesome. Dude, if they made that pig god.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That would be like NECA.
That movie's full of monsters and yokai, and it's great.
It's so good.
I would
think there's subtitles, so you'd have to read.
Oh yeah.
Well, I've seen Kung Pao.
Ugh, that movie's bad.
I feel offended that you said that. Like something just like turned my stomach. Okay. Continue.
Obviously, realistically, we would all love to see, and we talked about it all last week, and Alex Brewer got the internet rocking last week.
RGB. Sure.
We all want articulated, updated Super 7 NECA Mondo style real Ghostbusters figures. Here's one that's just going to get the chat to turn on me, but I would buy these. If NECA, think about the way NECA does human figures, like think about Terminator, RoboCop, all the Universal Monsters, amazing sculpts. I would buy, and maybe Ryan, you could help me, you guys can help me book Wave 1. I would buy Jackass figures.
Ooh.
Just you saying that.
Yeah.
A wave of 2006 McFarlane nostalgia hit me in the face. That's like right up Todd's alley.
Do you know what I would do? I would do those toys like a 3.75 G.I. Joe articulation that come with stunts where you can like huck them across the room and shit.
No. Dude, I can't wait for the Jackass episode where Steve-O puts his own figure up his ass.
Nice.
He's going to be like,
dude, that's gonna be your opening sequence,
I mean, the guys, they asked me if I wanted to do it, and I was just like, I've never had a McFarlane anywhere in my body.
But if it was like the Crash Test Dummies figure?
Yes, right. That's what I'm thinking. That's actually what I'm thinking.
I mean, you'd have like, but it would be like, there'd be some reason... The first wave would have five different Johnny Knoxvilles. You just know it would be mostly.
You know, it would absolutely.
But I would just off the cuff, never wrote any of this out before. I would think like a wave one would be like Steve-O, Johnny, Bam, Jeff Tremaine, Wee Man, just you know.
But another, crew. But you had to think, too,
Craig.
But,
that's everybody.
That's everybody. Yeah, you just listed everybody.
Off the top of my head.
Yeah, off the top of my head. Yeah.
What we do in the shadows would be another toy line I would buy.
I think that's going to happen eventually.
Yeah, and I'd like a full Bob's Burgers line of just like. Oh, actual, nice. Like, yeah,
16. Dude, guys, I am so effing close to just going all in on Playmates World of Springfield.
Yeah, dude, do the Bartman.
Because I'm going to do the Bartman. Davey Sock Rocker says, deep breath, mother frickin' dino saucers. Abby informed me yesterday or today that she would like the Bartman to be played at her funeral because her quote was, there's no way to possibly be sad while listening to that song. So,
well, you better get that in writing. Take it to a
do the Bartman. I will. I know how. Cool.
All right, here we go. Another question. This one is from Justin Tung, longtime supporter. Oh. Dream playset that has never been made.
So this is the same question three times in a row. That's what we're doing.
It's a playset. It's a little different.
Big Trouble, Little China, the final battle scene area with the neon light skull. Mm. That's what I want.
Okay.
All right. Well, Justin had another. Or this is a different Justin. No one's going to answer the playset question. This one's a little bit more specific. Okay, right. Big China, little Big Trouble, Little China.
I'll do a Shape of Water playset.
Nice. Cool.
I hope it's life size. I would do a Twister. I would do the Twister drive-in playset.
Nice. Good call.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah.
All right. This one's from another Justin. He says, let me get his name exactly. Justin 2185, another Patreon supporter. I know there's been Harry Potter figures from different random companies, but which company would you prefer to make a solid line of figures of playsets based on the movies?
Of Harry Potter?
Specifically Harry Potter.
I got no skin in this game.
Same here.
NECA Super 7.
Somebody make a 3.5 inch line and it'll be great.
Hey, Mezco, 5 points with a playset.
Oh, Mezco does great. Yeah.
That would Mezco be cool. Okay.
Yeah, let them.
I do kind of like the idea of a 3.75 line where you could have
you got dragons arena and shit. Yeah.
Dragons, a Quidditch arena. Yeah. I think Harry Potter would probably have some killer playsets.
Oh, a Quidditch arena. I was like, I thought that was like you said it so fast. I was like, who the fuck's Quidditch arena?
You thought that was one of the characters.
A character.
No.
Whoa,
no.
Which Horcrux is that?
Yeah.
David Cabal, Super Chat. You could create retro store with Simpsons playsets. Yes, I could. Mm-hmm. Captain Fox, hear me out. Degrassi, The Next Generation.
Holy shit, dude.
That's cool.
That would be
speaking rides language.
Yeah.
Nah, dude.
Why didn't I think of that?
Not until I get my Dawson's Creek figures.
Oh, I don't want to wait. Come on. Oh,
hey, yeah.
Dawson's Creek.
True story. My buddy I work with who I haven't talked to in a while, out of the blue, texted me tonight asking me about Hot Toys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Degrassi Junior High Hot Toys?
And he was like, he sent me a link to like a Star Wars. He goes, what are these? Why do the faces look so good? He's like, do you have any of these? And I was just taking random pictures of my Hot Toys. I took a picture of the Batman one up there. It's got the Jason Edmondson, Steven Spielberg print behind it. And I just sent him a picture of the Batman. He just replied, he goes, okay, Dawson. I'm like, dude, I'm just trying to help you. I'm now Dawson.
Oh, my God. Pictures, okay.
Steven Spielberg.
Do you guys remember Kid Video?
Mm-hmm. No.
Fuck, man. You guys suck. Okay, let's keep going.
Toy Farce wants to know. This changes it up a little bit. Favorite POD song?
Really?
Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom.
Pretty good.
Ready or not?
Reminds me of wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh huh. POD's Jake looking up song titles.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out. There is a song I really like. I was trying to figure out which album it's on. I think it's on Satellite, and I think it's called Messenger.
You bring me higher.
Yeah, there's a song called The Messenger. That's I think it's a pretty good song.
I only know like one POD song, but it's good.
I used to like POD.
I loved POD. I bought their album Brown.
A good song.
From the Christian bookstore.
Oh.
Nice. With Jars of Clay?
Yes, I did. They were different from Jars of Clay. That's why I liked them. Because they had that sound.
Let's have a Jars of Clay podcast.
Mm-mm.
Next quest. Next quest.
Next quiz.
Next quiz. JD Raymer. If you could work at one toy company for a week, past, present, or future, what would it be?
A week? It would take me a week just to gather my bearings and figure out what the hell I do for a living.
I would love
to be... year. Can we change it to a year?
You could do it anything you want.
I'd want to work for Sylvanian Families, Calico Critters. Nice. I think I could just do wonderful things with them.
I would want to work for McFarlane Toys just to work for the Superpowers division, and then I would hire Toy Otter and get all the best toys made.
I would work for Kenner in like 19.
Oh, that's the correct answer.
Oh, now we're doing time travel. Okay.
That is the correct answer.
He said past, present, or future.
Did he really?
Yeah. I would work for Kenner, and when they were like, well, we're going to have to discontinue this line. Someone get rid of all these ecto glows. I'll be like, I'll take them.
Mm-hmm. Take them all. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you want to do what? You're stealing my gimmick now. That's cool.
Yes. Working for Hasbro, My Little Pony, like during creating ponies would have been pretty fucking cool. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I want to work for Cabbage Patch Kids.
Dude, can you think about how fun it would be to work, to be one of the people creating? Remember like when Ninja Turtles just got really insane and all the figures that came out started just, they were just the weirdest figures ever. Yep, yep. Imagine having that job, being like, oh, what if we do this?
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
What if we do a pizza chef who's got a pizza cutter for a leg?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's stuck onto a pizza, and like that's his leg.
And that's his
what
leg.
If we have a shark, and his fin is a pizza? But he swims in slime that is also pizza sauce.
Hey, how can we pizza get sauce away- slime shark? How can we get away with making less female figures? It's the 80s.
Or it's 2023. It's some
other way. Yeah, it's the dangers, right?
All right, moving on. This is another good one. Mm-hmm. And I think Jake answered this last
week. I saw
there
was
week.
A super chat, too.
Well, we'll get to it in one second. Okay. Philip Clark, what is the worst toy you've ever bought knowing it was terrible, but you had to get it because of FOMO? This was literally Jake's pickup last week. Oh,
what did I get last week? What was it?
The Lord of the Rings figure.
Oh yeah, that yeah. Dumb Lord of the Rings. Yeah, that's my answer.
I don't know if I got one where I just was. Usually, if I think something's not for me, I just don't get it.
David Cabal asked Abby if she did Awana. I don't know what that is.
Yes, I don't remember the meaning. But yeah, Awana was like a Christian. Like
Awana means family.
Oh, okay. I think it actually means that approved workmen are not ashamed. It's from Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:15, which I found that on the internet because I don't remember it. But I did go to Awana. It was not at my church. It was at my friend Susanna's church.
Oh, it was like a group of kids.
It was
like
a group. You got a sash and you got like, it was very similar to like Moana. Boy, yeah, like to, no, not Moana at all. Awana, okay? Oh, okay. And it you earned badges, you did workbooks, and you played games with like other Christian kids at your church, and you'd like play Duck Duck Goose and like meet for an hour or two on Wednesday.
South is like wild.
You'd play famous Christian children's games like Duck Duck Goose and
heaven, Dodgeball. I remember playing Dodgeball. Heaven, hell. So I didn't really like it, to be honest. Yeah. It was too
Pin the Nails on the Jesus. Was that a game?
Oh, Ryan, come on now. Let me be the one who does it. Yeah. But my story was I went, but it wasn't at my church. It was at a friend's church. So I would just show up and be like super cool and then like dip out.
We're all trying to think of other fun party games.
That we can make. I know. Let's
Bobby, serve food on two tablets. And
well, there was Girl Scouts. There was Pioneer Girls. That was like the church version of that too. This is going to be another podcast I have to host.
Yeah, I love it. Okay.
Religious trauma, Abby.
this was all very funny. Yeah. Okay. It's all in good fun.
What's Awana with you? Sorry.
Not camp on Awana.
Yeah.
So your shorts, no one? Okay.
Oh, I get it.
We hold you in our hearts. Yes. And when we think about you, it makes me wanna fart.
That is the song. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Okay. From Matt Bush.
I was just waiting on Craig to.
I was just
trying to change the goddamn subject.
Listen, sometimes I have to do a little task and it gets quiet. And in my brain, I'm like, someone will talk, but then they don't. And then I get yelled at. So.
Well, because we're legit waiting.
Well,
yeah,
we didn't.
You've trained us to wait to for you.
I was trying to think of a new fun party game to play at Awana's, and I literally can't think of one game.
Oh, I did a cakewalk once.
Read the question.
Slam another magic mine down the throat, and you'll get it.
That's not the game you play at Awana's. I really want to make like 45 other
Magic
jokes.
Mike. Magic Mike.
Ah!
Okay, Matt Bush asks, if you had to sail a whole line for space or money, okay, if you basically needed a bunch of money, you had to cut something, what would go? And I've done this a lot.
What would go?
What would go? What would you be like, sorry, you're done?
Oh, like what line would I just stop collecting? Mm.
I have a lot of.
What would you sell? Yeah.
I have a lot of lines that I've kind of like half collected. You know, I have some original Toxic Crusaders, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, Bill and Ted figures, which I love all of them, and I wouldn't want to get rid of them. But like, if something had to go, it would maybe be those.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'd probably start with Marvel Legends that are not X-Men.
Okay, that's a good answer.
Right. Maybe some Star Wars figs. I got lots of Padmes.
Yeah, I mean, I cut loose on MOTU Classics, Star Wars Black Series. Like, I've gotten rid of whole collections before.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sometimes because of space, sometimes because you need a few extra bucks.
Episode 1 stuff, yeah. Which yeah. I love. But
yeah, you got rid of your Ecto Glows. Like, that was devastating.
Well, you know, got to pay them bills, take them pills. Cool. Mostly bills. I don't take pills. I do drink magic.
Give that money back.
I am going to get my Ecto-Glows back by the end of the year. It's one of my goals. From Will Schmidt. If 8-year-old you walked through a Doctor Strange sling ring portal into your toy room, what would he say to you?
Oh, well, my
that's
God.
Why you're they not wearing.
They
Everybody...
would think I was the coolest person in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My 8-year-old self would probably be like, you fucking did it. Good job.
You did it.
I'm so happy for you. You look like you're having fun.
I'm trying to think 8 years old. So I'm trying to think of what would have been happening at 8. He would have probably 8-year-old me would be like, what real Ghostbusters figures are these? I haven't seen these yet.
Yeah, it would be a lot of stuff.
Because
like
there
that.
Would have been waves that haven't come out yet.
8-year-old Ryan would have been like, are they just re-releasing Kenner classics now?
Yeah. What do you guys You'll be able to buy all of these again in 2020. You just have to go into a store that's going to be called Walmart and pretend that you're
Ollie's.
Pretend you're a Hasbro executive checking the store. And then you
if 8-year-old me walked into that toy room, he'd probably go, "Where's all your sports stuff?" Because that was my main love.
No,
you know,
Craig.
He'd be like, "Where's your cologne collection?"
He'd be like, he'd be like, "Dude, where's all your DVDs at?"
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, not at 8. Let's see, at 8, I would have. He would have been like, "Oh man, so you just never did get a girlfriend, did you?" I was like, "I've got a wife."
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, this is from Rise Williams, all the way from the UK. We'll do a couple more here, and then we'll wind down. This is fun. We appreciate all this.
Get out of here.
Questions, guys. Matt Bush, 8-year-old Ryan. Where's my attorney at?
Hey, you still got it? It's at mom and dad's.
Where are they?
They're same place.
Same place. Well, where are we?
At mom and dad's.
From Rise Williams. If there was a 0% finance option for 12 months right there on the HasLab checkout screen, would you buy all of them? You'd finish paying just before it ships. So basically what he's saying is if every HasLab had like a 12-month payment plan with no interest, would you buy more HasLabs?
No.
Probably.
No,
if it was something I wanted.
I'm buying all the HasLabs I need.
Yeah, same.
Mm-hmm. Regardless,
you can put them on payment plans anyway. So, mm-hmm.
Payment plan.
Maybe we'll just do this one and end it because I think this is a really great way to end it.
Okay.
And I don't know if we've ever done that.
End it.
End it.
Yeah.
This is it? Is this
like,
no, we're like doing extreme. There's.
Wouldn't that
hope.
Be fucked up to take extreme. The cyanide tonight before the trail?
Dude, no.
Chill out.
Take me back to the Iwana Club.
I wanna make way, make. Toy Anxiety says. Oh, wait, that's us.
Toy Anxiety doesn't say it.
Let's see who asked this. MastFan 999. I'm sure it's been covered at some point, but I'd be interested in knowing how you all met and how long you've known each other. And when did you realize you all had a love of toys in common?
I can answer this.
Yeah, I think we have a cool origin story that we've never done properly on Toy Anxiety. We can dedicate a few minutes to this, and then we'll start wrapping it up. Ryan, do you want to go first?
Sure. I know we all met at Dragon Con. my first Dragon Con. That's how we first met. And I remember, was Jake like swimming in a fountain?
Oh, I did swim in a fountain. But
and then Fernando was trying to get me to do it. And I was like, no, I don't have to do the hazing. I'm the hazer.
I didn't know Craig and Abby.
I'm Ryan Dole. I'm the greatest Ghostbusters fan of all time.
Yeah,
after
this is
Abigail
a pre-S.
Craig.
What year is this?
I didn't know Craig and Abby when I swam in the fountain.
Right.
But we were all there.
I was like, are you talking about like metaphorically swimming in a fountain? Because I don't remember
I went swimming in that fountain. You know the fountain outside of the Marriott where the Twister vehicle was?
Yeah.
I went swimming in there.
Let me facilitate this a little bit. We'll get back on track. So, Abby and I met and started dating. If you're a new viewer, Abigail is my life partner.
Surprise! Pranked you.
Tell him you're like. Tell him you're having fun.
I haven't.
Tell him you like it. Tell him you can leave at any time.
I'm yes.
So Abby and I met in like 2008.
We were both reading Watchmen. We both had interest in Dragon Con.
Can you believe that? I was just reading Watchmen like a
person. I was reading Watchmen. I don't know if you were.
I had Watchmen. Okay. So that's when me and Abby met. We started dating and I did not really, I loved Ghostbusters and I loved toys, but at that point in my life, I had an Egon Spengler toy. I had a slimed Egon Spengler, and that was it for Maddie Collector. So we started going to Dragon Con, and about 2013, 2014 is when we started getting involved with the Ghostbusters like fan community, George Ghostbusters and stuff. So around 2014 is when we met Jacob. Now, Abby, you knew Ryan before I did from internet.
He had found me on Instagram.
But we met at, I think we talked first through Instagram, maybe, but I think we, maybe, because I remember you being at the...
thank you, Brock.
Thank you, Brock. Oh, by the way, Brock fucking leaks the whole goddamn HasLab to the world. What a fucking guy. This fucking guy. All right. Because Abby was dressed as Fright Feature Janine. Yeah. And both my friend Evelyn and I were both just like, that's fucking cool. That's the person we want to be friends with.
Yeah.
Because, and I remember Abby was talking to you and then she walked over and I was like, who's that guy with the mesh shirt on? And she's like, oh, he's my friend from the internet. And I was like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's right. That's what we do. And then we started, but Abby and I started talking first before talking to Craig.
Right.
Because Abby posted a story or something at some point. She's like, out toy hunting. And I was like, holy fuck, we can be friends. Because she fucking toy hunts. So that's why I started, like, what do you hunt for? Because I have, like, I don't really have people I talk to about toy hunting.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Craig stepped in. He's like, well, actually, I'm the one that's collecting toys.
And Ryan was trying to get into Abby's DMs.
Well, yeah, no, that's what we're all suddenly like. We're like,
I was already in Abby. Like, I already knew Abby was like dating Craig. I wasn't trying to like.
Oh no,
I wasn't trying to geek dad life Craig. It was just like, it's like you kind of know like when you're like, it's platonic right off the bat.
Yeah,
like, and that's what Abby and I were.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like we could talk, but then all of a sudden it was like Craig was just like, he did a little bit muscle his way in.
And the two of you ended up, that's what happened.
Yeah, but it worked out, in the long run.
Well, because what happened, so we became really good friends with Jacob. And one day I was like, hey, I want to start a podcast. Jacob was like, all right. And then we just started talking on the internet. And what happened was Ryan, I knew you worked in movies. I'll never forget this. This made a huge impression on me. I knew you worked in movies, and I knew that you were working on Answer the Call at the time. And we were super excited about Answer the Call. And I'll never forget one day, like you're 3 hours ahead or behind, whatever. It was like 1 a.m, and you were like, dude, can I call you? And I was like, sure. And we just talked on the phone for like 1.5 hours. I was like, that guy's great.
I remember.
Yeah,
I remember.
I was like, that guy's great. Then I went to the bedroom. I looked at him. He's like, never talk to him again.
No, and then like I'd hear you on the phone and you're like, oh, I was just talking to Ryan.
Just talking to Ryan.
And Ryan'd be like,
and it became
like
a daily thing.
But then we all hung out for the first time at the Answer the Call premiere.
Yeah, that was when it all actually, it happened. Yeah. And there's footage of it too. I have it on my iPhone because I live streamed on Facebook.
And Ryan's like taunting the Ghostbusters community. And he's the opening of the video, he's like, yeah, I got a Poison Ivy shirt today. It's pretty cool.
And it was cool. And that's why I called everyone who's not there is not, everyone who's in the fan community that's not here is not relevant. And I remember that being that. Like, like, it's just like, it was easy pickings because I'm like, I know exactly who this is going to annoy. And fuck, man, they took the bait and they ran with it. Yeah. It was so funny.
Yeah.
Well, I remember I knew you a little bit, but at the at the 2016 at the premiere, I remember you you wore your, you know, they're like, you guys could be in the stands, but you have to wear your Ghostbuster outfits, and you wore your Douchebuster outfit, and I remember being
I wore the Pride outfit too, just to really stick it to him.
Who the fuck is this guy in a douche? But I was like, why is he wearing? We're at the premiere. Why are you wearing that? And then, you know.
Then I look at the rest of you and I go, what the, look like at all you khaki looking motherfuckers.
But it was like hanging out with you. I was like, oh, I get it. That's Ryan, I guess.
That's just Ryan. I'm going to try to find a photo from that event. I'm going to have to scroll back a little bit. So yeah, but
There
really is. And we had, you know, we had YHS going for years. And then during the pandemic, Ryan and I toyed around with starting a toy podcast, and we did. And then
I'm gonna say this. The only reason why I gloss over it is because it's so second nature that it doesn't feel like
everybody knows it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's some great photo, like, man, when Douchebusters was like just doing our thing, we got called every homophobic slur you could possibly think of. Like, we got like really attacked. Like, people sent us death threats.
Let me share this picture real quick. So this is from the premiere. Now, Abby, you're tucked in the back corner. I'm sorry. You're behind me.
So I'm sorry. Where?
Oh, Mitchell. This is awesome.
So this is Mitchell.
Oh, I'm looking at my phone. Okay.
Then Jacob and then Abby looking at her phone. And then you guys see Ryan.
Ryan.
In the back with his green tape.
Just fucking posing. Just doing his thing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That was a really fun day. It was really hot, actually.
Yeah, but we had fun though. Like, it was a fun night. It was like, it was amazing. Yeah. And I met you on your cable that night too for the first time.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I'll tell you as soon as I'm added to the stage.
I was about to
say. I'm sorry. I left. I joined Extreme for a minute and then I came back in.
How did you do that?
Sometimes when I try to like zoom in or zoom out, I like go back a page by accident. Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's good.
I was just getting the party started.
Davey said Craig, Abby, and Jake are original X-Men. Ryan was giant size X-Men. Yep.
Yeah.
And you know who became an X-Men and giant size X-Men? Wolverine. What's up, Canadian?
Yeah.
Yeah. So and then 2020, we started Toy Anxiety and Abby and Jacob joined, and now it's the thing about this is we're just doing what we were doing already. We have a group chat,
right,
with us and just a couple other people, and it's you know, we'd all get canceled tomorrow if anybody read it, and we all think very highly of ourselves and we love toys.
Cancel me when I take ownership.
It's so much deeper than that.
Can I
validate us? Yeah, no.
Go validate us, and then we'll wrap up.
Oh well, I mean, we all have a common bond of loving stuff and collecting it for like serious emotional reasons, which whatever those reasons are, and right. Yeah, we keep each other sane, and it's a thoroughfare that like we've all met on this road of loving Ghostbusters and loving toys and being nostalgic.
Well, I love all of you because of
this. Mm-hmm. Well. And now I love everyone else that's in the chat. We really appreciate you being a part of our group. Yeah.
It's love. It's good.
Jesus Christ.
Davey sucks.
Hey, hold on. Hold on. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Ryan. Sorry, Davey. That is textbook. That is Craig being like, all right, how do I get the attention back on me? Abby's saying something nice.
I was going to go
a
deep.
A random impression that has nothing to do with anything.
I'm so fucking poignant.
Abby's pouring her heart out. And I'm like, in my brain, I'm like,
how do I ruin this?
I could do Shawn Michaels.
I could do Bret Hart. No, it's like Abby's Calico Critter Tour where he just like drifts off and Abby's like, ah, you come back here.
Hey.
That shit too.
No, we are all deeply
we have fun
in love with each other.
Yeah, and ourselves.
And ourselves mostly. We love toys, and I like Dave. He said he almost joined Facebook just to join group therapy. Group therapy is fun, but I really like the Discord a lot.
Discord's better.
I like this chat's great too.
This is great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So listen,
great chat.
Oh, we're gonna wrap it up. Jacob, do we have sad comments tonight?
I did something different tonight.
Oh, please tell me you painted a sad comment.
I don't have sad comments.
Okay. Oh.
Hold on. I don't have sad comments, but I have negative eBay feedback.
Oh.
Somebody left you and you're reading
No, I just went and I searched like toy lots and I found people who had negative feedback, and I just
this is so funny.
I got some negative because Craig, we were talking about a negative feedback thing earlier, and I was just like, what is something different? Because I looked for sad comments and there were no good ones, because it's been a slow week, so there weren't any. So I just got some random. I didn't want to be an
eBay
asshole
review yesterday.
No, I didn't want to get yours. I didn't want to be jerk. But like some of these are legit, you know what I mean?
Right.
But they're still funny, and some of them are funny once you read what the thing they bought was. I was just like, I don't know. It'd just be something different.
This is our first spinoff. We need a clever name. So sad comments. These are eBay negative feedbacks. So if anybody comes up with a fun name for this segment, Jacob, should you reveal? Is it more fun to reveal the thing after?
Yeah. Okay. Some of them I probably won't even. Some of them aren't even like there's. I'm gonna be honest. I saved like 10 of these. I won't read them all.
Cool.
Sad but feedback. Some of them aren't even toys.
Should we get a different song, or should we stick with the?
I don't know.
I think the emotion's still there. They're sad.
Let's do it.
I'm like mentally preparing myself.
Use the NWO music.
I'll only do a few of these, but okay. I'm gonna maybe do my favorite one first. I know that's all not right. How you should do it, but
all right. Negative eBay feedback with Jacob Walsh. Here we go. Whoops. There you go. You good?
Yeah. This seller is not very good at communicating. Be warned. The communication is awful. He must understand that he must communicate with his customers. The RoboCop helmet is as described, so no complaints there. Vintage RoboCop helmet, Ultra Police Kenner, 1988.
Nice.
Oh, I like this.
Just thinking about Daniel Day-Lewis giving that speech.
Yeah.
RoboCop helmet is as explained. No complaints there. Hello, everybody. My name's Peter Weller. I'm a police officer. An officer of the law. All right, we got another one?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fucking funny. I like this. It's a good spinoff. All right, number two, eBay. Negative feedback, funhouse.
I ordered this baby Yoda. It was dirty. Fly poo all over the baby Yoda. The package was dirty. I was so embarrassed that my daughter-in-law and son had to clean this toy before giving it to my grandson. And in a pandemic.
Oh my God.
This is not acceptable.
Oh my fucking God.
Hasbro Star Wars Baby Yoda the Child animatronic.
Somebody needs to animate this.
That is so I fucking see this. Funny.
Fucking daughter-in-law cleaning it off before this kid gets it.
You know what makes this worse? It's in a pandemic.
It's in a pandemic. Oh, humanity.
Holy shit. How's the chat reacting to that one?
That's good. Like it. That's good. E-hate. Sad eBay.
Sad eBay.
Mm-hmm. I got a couple more.
I like negative feedback funhouse, though.
Yeah, negative
feedback funhouse. Yeah. Feedback funhouse.
Yeah.
This next one's sort of a short one, and it is not a toy, but it's just funny the way it's written.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
This is not a woman's watch. That is what the description said. I do not want a man's watch. This was a gift for a woman. Woman's watch, stainless steel, water resistant.
Wow. I might have to read mine. Jesus Christ.
All right.
Yeah. You got another one?
I mean, I got a couple more if you just
want
to.
Let's do two more. Let's do two more.
All right. Hold on. Let me see what's going to be the funniest here.
I know, Davey. I was going to say, I think watches are genderless.
All right. We'll do that. Well, I got two here.
All right. Here we go. All right, negative feedback funhouse coming up.
Feedback funhouse.
Feedback funhouse.
Seller offers me a price. I accepted it and paid for it on the spot. It was confirmed. Then cancels my order without telling me why and sells it to someone else for $24 more. That is very bad business. I would never buy from the seller ever again. I wouldn't trust this seller or his products. Be warned that this seller is very shady. You are not guaranteed to get your item after you buy it and confirm it. I was very upset because it was a hard and rare item found. Saw Billy the Puppet 24-inch novelty.
Oh,
oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God. Wow. Oh. That one's the best.
What?
I'm wow. going to play a game with you.
I knew this.
First, buy the item. Then, I'm going to cancel it.
Okay, no.
And then I'm going to sell it to somebody else, and then you have to cut off their arm.
All right, one more?
Sure, we'll do one
All right,
more.
This is good. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an all-time classic segment where you guys are literally witnessing history. It's like
history, yeah.
People know where they were when JFK got shot, when Roman Reigns unified the belts.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy. Mm-hmm. And this. All right, here we go. Last one. Negative feedback funhouse.
Feedback funhouse.
A very irresponsible and inconsiderate seller. He sent me an item that was different from the one he posted. He sent my item to another buyer. He never lifted a finger getting my item that he sent to the wrong buyer. Now comes the hassle of sending it back, where the shipping cost is way more expensive than the cost of the item itself. Aside from that, is the refund will just be in credits and not in the cash that I paid, messing up my bills. I needed to buy again the same item from another seller. Lego DC Super Heroes Batman minifigure.
Oh my God.
What? Minifigure.
One minifigure. It's like a dollar. a dollar.
Holy I had to liquidate my assets.
Thanks for messing up my bills, mister.
Up my bills.
Oh wow.
Holy shit.
We have fun.
Oh my god. You're messing up my bills. Jesus Christ. Hey, that was fun. Thank you, Jake.
Yes. Yes, bravo, Jake.
All right, so
Derek
listen.
Hoover, we are doing the Saturday TV Funhouse.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
Derek Hoover.
Okay. We're going to go over to Extreme. If you're part of the Patreon, join us. If you're not, sign up. Patreon.
I was already there.
How is it over there?
It's really cool. The vibe is good. There's not a lot of people. I was early.
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much. This is a really fun episode. Really, really love this. Mm-hmm. We'll be back next week. Stay tuned to all of our channels for all of our coverage. The Ghostbusters trailer coming out tomorrow. And stay tuned for more from Toy Anxiety. And join us on Extreme. We're going to talk about Masters of the Universe, Ninja Turtles crossovers. We'll probably answer some more questions, mm-hmm. open some toys.
We'll talk about the trailer tomorrow,
not tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to do Gotham City tonight, tomorrow.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
So if you're tired of hearing about Ghostbusters, come hang out with Lexi and I. We'll talk about Batman.
This episode goes out to the SoFooby Maker.
And the Batman minifigures. Bye, everybody.
Bye. I'm already there. Take a look around.
This is where the fun begins.
Whoops. We're back.
Wow.
Who's the big guy with the muscle?